USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling supporters in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, our spirit is strong, our stride is back. Pennsylvania, a key state for the president, as he won in 2016 by only 1%. He tells supporters,
remember this, we all together, we ran one time and we're 1-0, but it was for the big one. Now we're going to have a second time. We're going to have another one. And then we'll drive them crazy. Ready? And maybe if we really like it a lot, and if things keep going like they're going, we'll go and we'll do what we have to do. We'll do a 3 and a 4 and a 5. Watch. They'll have tomorrow. We knew he... You know, I don't want to say.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A look now at the Democrats. The front runner remains Joe Biden right now. A Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom poll finds 31% of voters think Joe Biden's time has passed and that he should not run for president. 64% say he has experience and should run, and 5% say they just aren't sure. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow down 84 points to close at 25,679, the NASDAQ down almost 114 points, and the S&P 500 down 19 points. Gas prices down for another week in a row.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. There's also concern over what impact a trade war with China will have on the U.S. economy. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
CBS News correspondent Steve Croft of 60 Minutes fame retiring from the show. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
CBS confirming that Steve Croft, a 60 Minutes correspondent for the past 30 years, is retiring from the program at the end of the broadcast season. His last piece about what could be the biggest money laundering scheme ever aired Sunday on the show's 51st season finale, and the 73-year-old Croft told viewers at the end of the program,
I'm not getting any younger. I want to leave while I still have all of my marbles, the energy to enjoy life, and the curiosity to pursue some different things.
Croft has been with the show since 1989. A tribute to him and his career is expected to air on CBS in September. I'm Chris Barnes.
Talk about a terrific graduation gift. Imagine hearing your tuition is free and you don't owe a dime on your student loan. Well, this actually happens at a college, and the students are absolutely shocked. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Morehouse College graduates are having their student loan debt paid off by a billionaire investor. Graduate Ernest White tells CBS this morning that he's trying to let that news sink in.
I don't think we really understood what he really said, and the moment we did, the entire class got up, started crying, cheering, because it was just so unbelievable.
Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at the all-male, historically black college.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.